Well, if you've ever heard anyone say, so-and-so is so heavenly-minded that they're no earthly good, my guest today says that's not right. She's going to talk to us about how having an eternal perspective can help us right now in the here and now. I'm Monica Schmelter. I'm so glad that you could join me for Bridges today. My guest today is Mabel Ninen, and she's joining us by Zoom because she lives all the way in California. Mabel, it's so good to have you on Bridges today.
Thank you so much, Monica, for having me. It's such a privilege and honor to be a guest on Bridges.
Well, I'm so glad to have you. And one of the things, Mabel, that I just really appreciate about you is really the way that you look at things through an eternal perspective. And you wrote a book called Far From Home. And I remember telling you that that scripture that says that we should live like as foreigners on the earth, I always understood that sort of, but I didn't know what to do with it. What does that mean when we talk about living on this earth as a foreigner?
Great question. And I think that it is so important that we embrace this aspect of our identity. We know certain truths about our identity and we cling to these truths that we are children of God and holy priesthood, chosen by him, created and loved by him. But there's one missing aspect of this identity. And like you said, we read these passages in the Bible and they are there. 1 Peter 1:17, 2:11, Hebrews 11:9. And these passages clearly tell us we are foreigners and strangers on earth. But most often we read through them and we don't think about them. But I strongly believe that we have to spend some time thinking about this aspect of our identity and embrace this aspect of our identity because it helps us lead a purposeful and productive life. Now, allow me to break that down a little bit. I think the most important thing that this aspect of our identity brings into focus is that our time on earth is a journey. It's temporary and short. And it seems like a simple thing to say, but most often we forget this very important truth. And so when we see ourselves as foreigners on earth, we keep this temporariness or the transient nature of our journey at the forefront of our minds. And when we see that, when we believe that we are foreigners on earth, what does that mean? It means that we do not view this earth as our home. It means we cannot park our identity in anything earthly. It means that we cannot look to earthly things for security, for stability, for hope. We cannot anchor our hope in anything earthly. And so seeing ourselves as foreigners on earth brings into focus the fact that we do not belong here. Then where do we belong? Paul says in Philippians 3:20 that our citizenship is in heaven. And that aspect of our identity, I think, goes hand in hand with the fact that we are foreigners on earth. Because when we believe we are citizens of God's kingdom, then we are called to live according to the values of his kingdom and not live according to the values of secular culture. Mm-hmm. So in short, this aspect of our identity helps us live purposeful, productive lives. It helps us bear fruit. It helps us stay focused on God's purpose for our journey.
You know, Mabel, one of the things that I really appreciated about your book, Far From Home, and I know you're an author and a speaker and a Bible teacher and all of those things, it really is a missing piece, so to speak, in the journey. I know for myself and probably for many people that are watching, intellectually, we understand if we're a believer that this earth is not all there is. And yet we can approach this life like it's all there is, right? Like if we're suffering or, you know, we want to fit in, there are all these things as human beings that our human nature really longs for. And yet the Bible tells us, you know, we're children of God when we know Jesus is Savior, we're priests as unto the Lord. But the foreigner part is hard for us to wrap our hands around sometimes because this is all we know. We don't know the other side of the journey yet. But what I hear you saying is the more that we understand that heaven is going to be our eventual destination, if we're a believer in Christ, the more we're focused on that, the more right now in the here and now that we can be focused and be productive and to live in unity with other believers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this identity aligns our hearts and minds with heaven and with heavenly causes. And that doesn't mean, like you said in your introduction, that, you know, we are no earthly good. In fact, it's quite the opposite. An eternal perspective encourages us to put God first in our lives and to live for him and to live by the values of God's kingdom. I think it also helps us value and prioritize the right things, right? We realize that every action on earth has eternal implications. Every action counts. And so we just don't live our lives carelessly. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus reminds us that we are to lay up treasures in heaven. And even Paul in his letter to Timothy says the same thing. He says, tell the rich people to lay up treasures for themselves by doing good. And so having an eternal perspective helps us to prioritize what matters most, what is important, which is seeking God's righteousness. And that can translate practically into having the right priorities in life, putting people first, putting relationships above other things. Yeah. It also helps us see our resources, our gifts and talents from a heavenly lens. Because we're not saying, don't go out there and get an education, don't be successful at your job, don't have wealth. But what the Bible is saying is that we are supposed to look at these resources as a means of achieving God's purpose. And first of all, these are fleeting, right? And I think that helps me not put my confidence in, say, my bank balance or my education or anything earthly, because they're fleeting, they're temporary, they can perish anytime. But we can anchor our hope in heavenly things.
Yeah. And that's the point for every Christian believer. And I think in my life, there have definitely been times that I've been so concerned about education or about job. And like what you're saying is, it's not that those things are not important. It's just that the priority, if we're living as a foreigner, we're living the most to be productive today, but our eyes, our heart is still focused on Jesus and our eventual destination, which is heaven, right? For the believer in Christ. And I think so many times, let's say, for example, Mabel, like a season of suffering in our lives, it can seem so long and so hard. But one of the things that you say in your book, Far From Home, is that having an eternal perspective actually helps us through seasons of suffering.
Absolutely. And this has been so true for me. And I hope this encourages your viewers or listeners. An eternal perspective gives us hope, like you said, because we are looking forward to our new home, our forever home. We're looking forward to being with Christ in heaven. But I'd like to look at it in two ways, right? An eternal perspective helps us endure suffering with hope in two ways. First, it gives us a long-term vision. Like Paul says in Colossians, he says, for our light and momentary troubles far outweigh the glory that will be revealed in us. And so we have that. He always has this long-term vision. I'm talking about Paul here in his epistles, and he encourages us to do the same. And especially when we are suffering, it helps us have hope. It gives us strength to go through suffering when we know that in the end, we are going to get to a place where there will be no more tears and no more suffering, and that we will reign with Christ and share in his glory. Second thing is that it gives us the big picture, right? When we believe that our journey on earth has a purpose, that means everything that happens to us, the good, the bad, the good times, the bad times, all have a purpose. And I know it is hard when you're going through that wilderness or the valley to wonder, to believe that it has a purpose, but it does have a purpose. And an eternal perspective helps us keep that big picture in mind that maybe even this suffering, God can use it for his glory and for the purpose that he has for me.
Yes. And I think he does that here on this earth. Sometimes we see the benefit of that suffering. We see that we grow maybe more compassionate, more understanding toward other people. We're able to relate. So there's that component of it. And yet at the same time, to be able to look forward to heaven, that I remind myself sometimes when I'm really suffering, and I'll say even when I pray, God, you've said this is momentary and light. It feels awful. If you say it's momentary and light, I accept that. And I know that on in heaven, in my forever home, and I love it how you said that, my forever home, somehow, some way, God makes everything right there. So sometimes people fall away from the Lord due to disappointment or heartbreak, like a prayer doesn't get answered the way that they were hoping. Maybe a loved one passes away and they were praying for healing. I've seen people get disappointed and their faith fall away, and I grieve for them and I feel badly, but I think some of that is not understanding this world isn't all there is.
Yes, absolutely. And the promises and the blessings continue on to eternity. And in fact, in Hebrews 11, the chapter on faith, when the author talks about all these heroes of faith, he says that they did not get what they were promised, but they still clung on to their faith, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth and looking forward to a better country, a place built by God.
Yes. And that is so important for all of us to remember those great heroes of the faith. The Bible says you didn't see everything that was promised, but yet you moved forward. And that's the call for each one of us to keep moving forward, even though we don't understand everything and we haven't seen everything. Maybe we've got to take just a quick break. I want all of you to stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk more about an eternal perspective and the here and now.
Join the Bridges community on Facebook. Visit Facebook and search for Bridges with Monica. We would love to connect with you.
Life can be hard and days can be long. So if you're looking for hope for the journey, MonicaSchmelter.com is a great place to get started. On MonicaSchmelter.com, you'll find Monica's teachings on demand. And if you're looking to really grow your faith, you'll find online extras are available with every teaching. So don't wait another day. Get started now at MonicaSchmelter.com and you will find hope for the journey.
Don't give in. God's word says you're an overcomer. If you hadn't done blah, 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 this wouldn't have happened. And let me say this to you. If you think that you are in a mess of your own making, you are still an overcomer. When that temptation comes, you want to make sure that you are dressed for battle. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. It takes training. It takes discipline. And so when you're fighting that good fight of the faith, you take your story, whatever it is, and you saturate it in faith and you fight for it.
Visit MonicaSchmelter.com to schedule Monica to speak at your next event.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
If you're just joining me today on Bridges, our prayer is that every episode we can bring you hope for the journey. And author Mabel Ninen and I have been talking about how really having an eternal perspective will help us in the here and now to really prioritize and to live a focused and productive life the way that Christ would want it. And Mabel, one of the things that you mentioned in your book, which I think is so important, especially right now in our culture, is that one of the things that really improves or is enhanced, so to speak, is that when we understand that we're all believers in Christ, that this life is not all there is, then we can live unified in the community of faith and in the body of Christ. How is that so?
Thank you for asking this question, because this topic is very close to my heart. And it grieves me to see, you know, believers being divided over various things. And now let's even add political differences to the mix, mm-hmm. or our opinions on COVID, or just denominations, even division based on race and ethnicities and things like that. But what I've learned is that when we see ourselves as foreigners on earth, we can ask God to give us his perspective on his children, and that we all realize that we are on this journey together. You are a foreigner on earth and I am a foreigner on earth. And so we can encourage one another on this journey. And what this also does is it gives us a shared identity when we realize we are all citizens of God's kingdom. And that citizenship takes precedence over any other loyalty that we, you know, we have, or we think that we should be sometimes loyal more to our churches or political parties or to our families, certain organizations. But when we realize that we are citizens of God's kingdom, I think we can be motivated to put that citizenship above everything else.
Because it's so important. You know, it's so important. I love that you mentioned like political and people being divided over that, or being divided over race, or even gender issues, and just different things that are so in the forefront today. But if we can all step back and say, every believer in Jesus Christ, right, is a part of the body of Christ, the community of faith. And we may have some different opinions politically, or different opinions on just different things. And we don't have to let that separate us. We're one body, right? One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And, you know, it grieves me too, to see the Christian community so divided over things that are not absolutes in the Bible. I mean, we have to stick with the absolutes in the Bible, but a political party is not more important than our unity and us being one in Christ.
Absolutely. And often these differences are the differences that can be seen. They are external, but we can remember that what we have in common is spiritual and is unseen. That's why we need the Holy Spirit to give us those spiritual eyes. So when I see you, Monica, I don't see the visible differences, or even if you're talking about your opinions, I'm able to look past those differences see you as a sister, because we belong to God's household. We are all children of God. That makes you my spiritual sibling. You are my sister. We are, you know, on the same path here. And we pray to the same Father in heaven. We have been baptized by the same Holy Spirit. And guess what? We also have the same purpose on earth. We are called to work with one another to fulfill the Great Commission, to go and take the gospel to the ends of the earth. And so keeping that focus, that purpose at the forefront of our mind also helps us see our brother as a co-worker and who I can work alongside with so that we can accomplish God's purpose together.
Yes. And I think that that is so important. I've often, when I look at the community of faith and pray for that unity and desire and do my best to work in that unity, I remind myself that God doesn't give one person every single gift. You know, only Jesus had that. And he's put it so that we can work together. You know, we can yeah. look at people who, you know, this group of people raise their hands when they worship. These people think that that's awful. We're still, if we believe in Jesus Christ, if he's our Savior, if we've been forgiven of our sins by the blood of Christ, that makes us brother and sister. We may have some differences here and there, but we're one in Christ. What he did on the cross is enough to make us one body, and that's what he desires. This is what brings him glory, is that we live as one. Your book title is Far From Home. Do you maybe have a quote nearby that you could read from the book for us?
Yeah, I have this one which says, "Knowing my permanent home is with Jesus in heaven has brightened my days. His perfect and unchanging love for me fuels my homesickness. Thoughts of my promised inheritance and glorious future make hope bloom during dreary times. A better city awaits me. Better times are ahead."
Yes. And you know, one of the so beautiful things about that, Mabel, is those better times that are ahead, those are forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not going to be this experience that we have here on earth where maybe there's a mountaintop, like just a wonderful season for our family. And then the next one that there's a crisis. But when we are in heaven, when we are in our forever home, everything is going to be right, right? The Bible says that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, will light the entire city. We have so much to look forward to. And I think that part of that journey here is that we remind ourselves, like your book says, we're far from home.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's okay to feel homesick for our future home, because it's a God-given thing. It's a God-approved thing, is what I say in my book. There's a whole chapter on homesickness, one of my favorite chapters, in which I also compare my literal homesickness, because, you know, I came from India to America, and there are times when I feel so homesick for home. And we can similarly have that homesickness for heaven. And my homesickness, I've realized, my heavenly homesickness intensifies during times when I'm closer to God, or even during times of suffering. I'm just longing for my future home.
Yes. You know, there was a verse when I first saw it in the Bible, it just made me pause. And it talked about how all of creation is longing for the yeah. return of our Savior. All of creation senses this. And I think many times we don't realize that those longings, that it's homesickness for yeah. heaven, that it's that acknowledgement on a spiritual level that this isn't all there is. And I think that if we're not aware, if we don't stay cognizant of the fact that we're far from home, we can try to fill that longing with other things because we mistake what it is. It's really homesickness. It's longing for our forever home.
Absolutely. And for a long time, that's what I did. I had mistaken that for, you know, something else. And I was looking for other things to fill that void. It wasn't until, you know, God got a hold of me that I started spending more time with him. And he just changed my perspective. And he told me literally, just stop doing this. Stop trying to find all these things in, you know, earthly things or earthly homes. Because the longing that you have for stability and permanence is a shadow of the longing for your eternal home. And that's yes. been put in our hearts by God.
Yes, because the Bible says, right, he set eternity in our hearts. And so, even if we're not aware of it, these longings, these things, you know, when I look at that, all of creation is longing for his return because it is under a curse, right? And yeah. we long to be redeemed. And so many times I can look, Mabel, at my life where I've chased ridiculous things. thinking, well, if I just had that, I would be happy. If I just did that, right, that would be the thing. And it never is. It never is what I've imagined in my head, but that I now understand is I'm homesick for heaven. I want my forever home. I want to be with Jesus. I don't want to be in this world, right, where there's sickness and suffering. And if we can just remind ourselves, he is right now preparing a place for every single believer in Christ.
Amen. Amen. Yes, he's gone ahead to prepare a place for us. Jesus himself has told us that. And keeping heaven on our minds can fill us with so much joy and excitement, anticipation.
Yeah. I can remember, Mabel, when I tried not to focus on heaven because I believed that statement that you can be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. And I'm so grateful that I came to understand that is completely wrong. It's actually that we become more focused. We're more quick to obey because we understand these actions here on this temporary earth, all we're going to give an account. And he tells us to live a life that is worthy. And that starts with realizing that we're far from home. We've got just a couple of minutes left. What is something else that you might like to share from your book, Far From Home, that would encourage someone?
And we touched upon this earlier, Monica, but the fact that an eternal perspective helps us with suffering, I think is so important to remember. And especially when we're going through hard times, we forget who we are in Christ. We forget our identity. And when we anchor our identity to Christ and align our hearts with heaven, we are able to see suffering from a different perspective, through God's perspective. And I would like to encourage anyone who is going through a hard time to just spend time in prayer, spend time in God's word, and allow him to impress upon your heart that this earth is not your home and that this suffering will pass. It is temporary. It will pass. And that you can look ahead to your home in heaven. And the best part about heaven is fellowship with Jesus, unhindered fellowship. And you can worship him. You know, there's no sin, there are no struggles, so you can worship him forever. And your soul will be fully, forever satisfied because you're in God's presence and you will know what it is like to be home. And so I'd like to encourage people, like, while you are here on earth also, you can make a home with God. And that comes with intimacy with God and just putting our faith and our hope in him. And so we can make our home here with God. And it is not a geographical location or a building, but it is our intimate relationship with God.
Yes. And that we can be building that every single day while we are awaiting our forever home. Well, we are out of time, Mabel, but I want to thank you so much for joining me today on Bridges. Our prayer is that we bring people hope for the journey. And I encourage all of you, the book is Far From Home, and it will really help you understand how living with an eternal perspective will help you in the here and now. So once again, Mabel, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Monica. This was such a blessing. Thank you.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Thanks for watching Bridges. Don't miss another episode of Bridges. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today and find all of Monica's latest teachings. Just visit youtube.com, search Monica Schmelter, and click subscribe. Once subscribed, click the bell icon to get notified when a new episode is available. Thanks for watching Bridges.
Finding hope in today's life is not always easy. Bridges with Monica Schmelter is making it simple. You can now listen to podcast episodes on popular platforms like iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Life Audio, and more by searching for Monica Schmelter to find God's hope for your journey.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.